What is up, boys and girls, and everything in between? This is Bear With Us. I am Matt. She is Leah. How are you, my dear?
I'm great, other than the fact that Pancake is a pain in the ass.
I agree.
Hearing that song just makes me warm and fuzzy inside because I just love our dog so much. But he's been a pain in the ass as of late.
Yeah, not a fan recently. Thinking about having him removed from the intro song.
No, I mean, we can't do that. He's a part of the show.
Listen, if we want drastic change, we have to take drastic action.
Okay, so Pancake got fixed a few weeks ago, and I really thought it was going to calm him down because he's a maniac. But I think they did something the opposite to him. I don't know what they did, but they made him more hyper than ever.
It's as if he has 4 balls now.
Right. I would say he has like 8 balls. I have no words for how obnoxious he is.
Well, beyond the frustration placed upon us by our beloved pet dog, I'm in a great mood today. This is a rare occasion. Well, because...
Okay, you also say that every week that you're in a great mood, and it's a rare occasion. It's not that rare if it happens every single week.
Well, see, this is the problem, is I have the inability to maintain my good mood because you're so quick to strike me down with a bolt of lightning from Misery World.
I'm not miserable.
I know you're not, but you're making sure I stay that way.
Babe, take that back.
Take your foot off my neck.
Oh, I know you like it, though.
I'm in a good mood because I don't feel quite as rotten as I have for the past several days. And people listening to this may notice a slight change in the depth of my voice. I sound different to myself.
Allergies or something.
Well, we know it's non-COVID illness,
correct,
which is exciting. Remember back, like, I don't know, 200 years ago when you could sneeze in public and not be ostracized like you were trying to murder children?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so I've been...
Seems like a long time ago.
Diagnosed with what the old doctors call a head cold. I'm fine. I'm not going to die. No one else is going to die. This is a good spot to be in.
Yeah.
I'm feeling better. I'm on the recovering side, despite having my voice be, you know, a few octaves lower than usual.
I will say I've been forcing you to drink all of the liquids and making you drink all of the juices from Pittsburgh Juice. They're not a sponsor, but shout out to Pittsburgh Juice. Love their juices. So you're welcome.
Well, I'm on the recovery side. So,
yeah,
you know, aside from lacking the ability to breathe through my nose on a regular basis, I feel pretty good today.
Well, you look great. You look handsome. I'm undressing you with my eyes right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There's some hoes in this house.
There's some hoes in this house.
All right, did you get all that Punani Dasani out of your system?
Punani Dasani? Oh, my gosh. Babe, okay, can I just say that you know all of the words to WAP?
I do?
Like, I'm going to say a sentence and you finish it.
I don't think anyone wants to hear that.
Yes, they do. Let's go with, I want you to park this big Mack truck.
Right in the little garage, which I'm beginning to wonder whether or not it's a figment of my imagination.
Okay, babe, first of all, you've been sick for the last few days, so let's give it a break. And then we had your kids this weekend. We've been busy.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
I'm not making excuses, but I am making excuses.
Maybe we'll have an amazing podcast and be unable to wait to get home to tear one another's clothes off.
Like, speaking of
launch into
throats,
the throes of passion. Calm down there, dangly ball.
I have a little dangly
ball
thing in the back of my throat.
It's called your uvula, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I'm aware.
No,
I
was
know
for Cardi B. Here she's a big
yeah, but it's
Bear
funny to
fan
say dangly, 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 dangly thing. I think she only
is
says it once.
Just a reminder, this episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon, and we cannot thank them enough, myself in particular, after last night when I decided I had the munchies really bad and needed to eat 3 bowls.
3 bowls, you
3
guys.
Bowls of cereal, 3 bowls of Magic Spoon, but I woke up this morning not feeling terribly guilty because Magic Spoon is pretty good for you, especially as far as breakfast cereal is concerned. It tastes great. It's got 0 sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. Comes in 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. Like I said before, the taste is amazing. It's like it's too good to be true. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Leah, what do you think about GMOs?
I hate GMOs.
Good, me too. So you can go to magicspoon.com/bearwithus, that's B-A-R-E, to grab a variety pack and try it today. Make sure you use our promo code BEARWITHUS at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, not that you would, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/bearwithus and use the code BEARWITHUS for free shipping. We want to thank Magic Spoon one more time for sponsoring this podcast.
I'm excited for today. Something a little different, if you will.
This could be the first ever play-along version of Bear With Us. You and I have been spending more time in the last week or so than we have in the past several months.
Yes.
And when that is the case, we look for ways to keep things exciting and busy and keep our minds occupied.
Right.
So yesterday, you, as you often do, decided to fall down a rabbit hole of online magazine quizzes.
I feel like I know you like the back of my hand. But do I? I don't know. According to Cosmo, maybe I don't.
We're going to find out.
Right.
Because we have compiled an amalgamation, if you will, from several different quizzes. We looked through, picked our favorite questions. So we are going to attempt to see if we got one another's correct.
It's almost like the dating game, or what is it, the newlywed game? Like, how well do you know each other? But we're not doing the most obvious questions. There's a few that are pretty obvious, but a lot of them are sort of obscure, if you will.
And it dawned on me, we were having this conversation yesterday, that I believe the example I used was, I'm not entirely sure what your favorite movie is, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct.
Favorite colors, favorite foods. We know roundabout things, but right.
Not like the hard-hitting, like the answer.
Precision accuracy, yes, is what we're after. Basically, you can enjoy this episode of Bear With Us as it devolves into a full-blown chaotic argument.
Yes,
which is
because
about
I guarantee
to
there's going to be an argument in here.
And of course, we will get to your questions at the end of the show in ye old Bear With Us mailbox.
Here's the mail.
No, you can't jump the gun.
I just wanted to get a little test out there.
You don't need the test. Oh, also, by the way, precursor to us running through this litany of questions, don't you dare do the damn question voice for every question.
Okay, first of all,
save that.
It wouldn't have even crossed my mind until you brought it up. So now you're screwed, honey.
I might make it through three and quit. I might just
okay,
retire.
I'll save it specifically for the mailbag.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So, just for clarification purposes, we will read a question and then attempt to guess the other's
other
answer.
Yes.
And if we are correct, we get a point. If we are incorrect, five lashes with a cat of nine tails.
Okay, but also don't think I'm just going to like brush over your wrong answers.
I mean, I've never been wrong a day in my life.
Anywho, okay, the first question. I'm not doing my voice, which sounds weird. What is your favorite movie?
So this is one I struggled with. I know of several that you are a big fan of, but to pinpoint it down to one,
I don't know. I'm going to say right now you're not going to get it right.
Probably not, but I went Dirty Dancing.
Nope. Shawshank Redemption.
Really?
Yes.
I never knew that was your favorite movie.
Ah!
I'm a big fan of that movie.
I'm going to guess your favorite movie is Major League.
Okay, that's one of them, because I don't have a single favorite movie. I have probably a top five.
Okay, is Major League
Major League is definitely
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah!
So, point you.
How do we keep the points? I'm just going to put like a little one.
And this
there.
Is basically like, whose line is it anyway? The points are made up and they don't matter.
Okay. What do you like most that I do in bed?
I would say it's not a particular act. It is the overall willingness to experiment.
I did not put that.
What did you put?
I put fellatio.
Oh, in a very technical medical term. Is there any less sexy word for that than the proper clinical term? Have you ever been like in the heat of passion and be like, oh, baby, I'd love some fellatio. If you provide me some fellatio, I'll gladly reciprocate with some cunnilingus.
Ew, that word
right.
is disgusting.
Sounds terrible. Ugly, awful words, great okay. in execution. Anyway, okay.
Next
so
question,
you're still winning,
please.
I think.
I am. Who would play us in a movie about our life? So we each put an actor and an actress. Who did you put?
I put Ryan Reynolds for myself.
Oh, okay.
And J-Lo is you.
Oh, yes, J-Lo. I put J-Lo and Ryan Gosling. Why would you pick Ryan Reynolds over Ryan Gosling?
Because Ryan Reynolds is really funny.
So is Ryan Gosling.
Is
and
he?
Ryan Gosling's a babe.
Is Ryan Reynolds not a babe?
He's okay.
I mean,
between Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling, out of the two Ryans, Ryan Gosling is the more superior Ryan. Next question. Who is your hall pass?
You have to guess my hall pass,
yeah.
Correct?
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to take this one first because this is a discussion that we had not too long ago amongst friends.
Yes.
Where once upon a time, when you and I had this conversation, your hall pass was Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Because you said he was just so handsome, had so much swag, and just the way he carried himself.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I get that. Unfortunately, no longer an option. But
no, that's so sad.
I didn't have a replacement because nobody had been intimated to me
Dennis
enough.
Dennis Rodman.
Really?
That's what Danielle and I both chatted about that night. Dennis Rodman, there's just something about him. He's like a troublemaker. He's handsome. Like, I would say more Dennis Rodman back in the day. Like, now he's a little, like, washed up. But back in the day, Dennis Rodman, oof, he's a babe. I did not put a hall pass for you. I don't even know who the f*** your hall pass would be. I've asked you so many times, babe, who's your hall pass? Is she a babe? You think she's a babe? Is she a babe? And a lot of times you agree, yeah, she's a babe. But, like, I don't know who your hall pass would be.
I don't have someone that I'm, like, head over heels crazy about all the time.
So who did you pick as your hall pass?
I didn't pick one.
Give me a few. Hall pass for me as a chick, I would pick Carmen Electra. I'd pick Pam Anderson. And I mean current day. Like, I don't even care. They're
okay.
Babes now.
Right. Okay, there's two. I second both of those.
Cool.
Great.
But wait, give me some of your own.
I don't know. Like, I it's not something... I just don't put anyone on a pedestal like that.
Oh, my
It's not
God.
To say they don't exist. I just can't think of it. Like I said, we'll come back to it. I'm sure something will spark a memory.
All right, here we go. Next one. What is the first thing I do in the morning?
You take the dog out. And you turn coffee on. What do you mean? I wake
That's
up with you...
That's not the first thing I do in the morning.
Check your phone.
Nope. Before that.
It's impossible. You wake up, you check your phone, and then you put the harness on the dog and take it for a walk.
No, I do something before that.
I don't know.
Say my prayers.
In the morning?
Yes.
I never knew that was a thing.
Oh my God, I've told you that I do that. You don't listen to me when I talk to you. Every morning, before I get out of bed, I say my prayers. But the first thing you do in the morning, look at your phone.
I was going to say brush my teeth.
Oh, well, before that, you look at your phone.
Sometimes.
Who initiates sex the most?
Me.
Me?
No, I'm going to say me because I generally initiate long term in advance. Lately, I've been on the road. So like the night before or the day of the text.
No, honey. I send you the text.
Only when I'm in a bad mood.
Which is almost all of the time. You really think you initiate sex more than me?
Yeah.
Really?
I've been trying for 2 days and...
How? Please tell me how you've been trying.
Certified free.
By like touching my butt when we're in bed? Like that's initiating?
I mean, that seems like a pretty solid
indicator.
I
touched your butt like 3 times before you got into bed last night.
Yeah, but while we were clothed and upright.
Okay. We get in bed, you put your hand on my butt. That means let's have sex.
No, not necessarily. I just like to touch your butt.
Sure.
But it's like an indicator that, hey, the option's on the table.
Okay. Gotcha. What's your favorite part of my body? I know what you're going to say about mine.
What?
Booty.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm going to say of yours?
Yep.
What?
My
dick. Yes. I put wiener hole.
Wait. Wiener hole?
Just as a joke, but yeah. Your wiener.
Okay. See, that was an easy one. That was a layup. Notice we didn't say anything silly like, oh, your eyes or
I know.
Your lips.
We get right
like,
to no, the no. point. This I'm the, being realistic here.
The basis of our relationship, purely physical.
Okay. What did I want to be when I was a kid, when I grew up?
You wanted to be a dancer.
Yes! And you wanted to be a wrestler.
Correct.
And look it. We did it.
Right.
Look at us. Go us. Making dreams come true. Okay. What is my shoe size?
7.5.
Did you look at my shoes this morning?
No, I didn't.
You swear?
I swear.
Okay. You're a 13.
Am I right?
Yeah. You're a 13.
Incorrect.
12.
No.
15.
Nope.
22.
11.
I've bought you shoes before.
Right, and you've never purchased me a 13, so...
Really?
You might have me confused for somebody else.
No, I really thought you were 13.
Mm.
Okay. What is my biggest fear?
Getting old and not having children.
How did you know that?
Because you told me. a long time ago, and I remember things. At least I make a conscious effort to remember them.
That's very sweet.
Well, see, I win the game now.
Oh, no, your biggest fear. I know your biggest fear. Driving in the back seat when it's raining out.
Yes, riding.
Riding in the back seat when it's raining.
Yes.
Which is a very specific fear.
It is. I'm petrified to be in a vehicle operated by anybody else in the rain if I'm in the back seat. If I'm in the passenger seat, not a big deal. If I'm driving, I'll drive all night. But to be in the back seat when someone else is driving and it's pouring down rain gives me anxiety like nothing else on the planet.
Very interesting and specific.
Oh.
I love that journey for you.
Please stop.
I'm like touched.
You're about to be.
Oh.
If I win, that's my prize.
Okay.
And if I lose, then it's a consolation gift.
I didn't agree to that, but I will now. You just earned major points. You're going to get it all tonight.
There we go.
Like anything you want on the table.
You want me to dye
Even
my hair
on the
green?
Table. No, baby. I like you just how you are.
Okay. I thought maybe you'd prefer me in a wedding dress.
I hate you. Okay. Who's my best friend?
Your sister, Bree.
Yes. Yours is Mansuri.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike. If you had to describe me as a smell, what would it be? I'm going to guess what you guess for me.
Okay.
Spray tan.
Oh, wow. That was a good one. No, I didn't think of that. Maybe I took this differently. When I read the question, I meant it as far as like, if you were a smell, what smell would you
be? Oh.
Not like a literal aroma like that smell. Emanates from your body.
Right.
Because then it would be gym sweat. I'm kidding.
How would you describe me then?
I compared you to a cinnamon roll.
Oh.
Particularly Cinnabon in the airport when you get off of a plane and you just smell the smell and it's like, should I go over and partake right now? It puts me in an instant good mood and sometimes gives me a boner.
Sometimes I give you a boner.
You never had a Cinnaboner?
Babe!
Come on, it doesn't have to be a literal thing. That should be their marketing. I'm going to call somebody at Cinnabon and call their whole
Cinnaboner.
A Cinnaboner.
Okay, well, the fact that I give you a boner sometimes makes me kind of happy. I want to give you a boner all the time.
Okay, then maybe you should douse yourself in Cinnabon icing.
Okay, I guess, what do you think that I described you as?
You always tell me that I smell like me.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. You just go, like, you smell like you.
Right.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Which is tobacco and vanilla.
Right.
So that's what I put.
Okay, great. So you actually went literal.
Literal.
Okay, fair enough. You're not wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Capo Caña. Capo Caña is a wine that makes your customers feel like a boss bitch. Whether you work full-time, go to school, you're a stay-at-home mom or dad, or you're just trying to figure out your next move, you deserve to feel like a boss.
Just for clarification purposes, what if I don't want to feel like a boss bitch, just a regular boss?
Well, then that's perfect. That's good for you.
Okay, great.
Whether you want to be a boss bitch or a boss, Capo Caña is for you. They do put a warning on their labels, though. Caution, it is not for wine snobs. So if you're like me and Matt, and you know nothing about wine other than the fact that it tastes delicious and helps you unwind after a stressful day, then Capo Caña is for you. They have a Chardonnay and a Cabernet available. And guess what? Guess what, Matt?
What?
It is totally affordable. A wine that makes you feel like $1 million yet doesn't break the bank? Sign me up. They are giving Bear With Us listeners 20% off their entire purchase for the month of September. Head on over to Capo Caña, that's CapoCagna.com, and enter Panda20 for 20% off your entire order. Bougie on a budget, honey. Don't be a wine snob. Be a Capo Caña. If you had to describe our relationship in one word, what would it be?
I said imperfect.
I said perfect.
Elaborate.
Everything about it is just perfect. There's not one thing I would change about it. It does have its imperfections. There are things that we've gone through, we go through, and we deal with, and we learn from. But overall, it's perfect.
Okay, so I would agree with everything that you just said, with the exception of the fact that you just admitted there are imperfections.
Yeah, but that's what make it perfect.
See, I think it's imperfect because at least it's in the conversation of being perfect, but it needs some tweaks, needs some work.
Right.
Which I feel like that's still the highest compliment I could give, because it's not perfect. No relationship's perfect.
Right, totally.
But it's ours is good enough to where it's like, whew, okay, we got to work on this. We got to fix this. But the other remainder, the other aspects are so strong and so good that you go, oh, this might be perfect, but
it's
not.
So then maybe my other word that I wrote was easy. It's not perfect, but I do love our imperfections, and I love everything that, you know, makes it imperfect. It's easy on the eyes. You're easy on the eyes. I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't think anyone does.
Anyway, I just got lost staring at you. I still can't get over your answer to my biggest fear. I can't believe you got that right. I can't get over it, you guys. Okay, what's a word or phrase that your partner uses that you just can't stand?
Oh, cue the spot in the show where you just rip off a list of my quote-unquote dad jokes or little sayings. So I'm curious to see which one you've chosen.
There's a plethora of...
Let's talk about some of these.
You are a creature of habit. You say the same things, not just me, to everyone. So you always say goodbye forever.
Right.
You always say that to everyone at work. And like, I thought you just said it to me. I was like, oh, that's cute. He said that to me. It's like our little thing. But no, you say it to fucking everyone. So it's not cute. It's, some might say, annoying.
Well, that's something I picked up from friends at work, of all places.
Goodbye forever?
Yeah. It was an inside joke that I just kind of have kept running and appropriated to make my own.
Okay. So you always say goodbye forever.
I say that on this show.
You do say that. But see, I guess I'm so like oblivious to it because you say it all the time. Another thing you always say is if I say, I'll be back. If I'm going to the gym or if I'm going to run an errand, you always say, thanks for the warning. Like, come on. First time, funny. Second time, I get it. Third time, okay. 400th time, not so much. Another thing you say.
Keep going.
What's the other one that you? I was saying? Oh.
Try that again in English.
Oh, yeah. If I say something that doesn't come out right, he's like, can I get that again in English, please? Like, come on. But honestly, like, they're cute. I love you, and I love them.
Good cover.
What is the word or phrase that I use you can't stand?
I don't like when you use Instagram slang in actual conversation.
But do I really?
Not often. Not to me, you don't. I just hear it around when you do that. Yes!
Jokingly. Like, I say that with your kids. Like, we joke around.
Right.
But I'm not saying it seriously.
Okay. Well,
be like, walk around and be like, hashtag, see you later, or hashtag, thanks for the warning.
You're like, I'm extra AF.
And I don't say that, like, in real life. Also, I can't help that I'm hip and cool, and you are not. I love you. You're older than me. You don't know what's in.
Oh, okay.
I put that you were going to say WAP. That you were going to guess that for me.
No, that's more, that's not even a word or a phrase. That's just what you've been singing for a month straight. I've been perpetually earwormed by that song.
And you guys, he's acting like he's annoyed by it.
I don't like the song.
But let me just say, that's all he does. The last week, he's been singing it, humming it, whistling the tune of it. Have you not?
Yes, because it's just been in my head. Because anytime it starts to find the exit door, you just kick the door shut and lock me back in the room with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
But you've been doing it nonstop. And it's honestly, it's cute how much you like that song.
I don't like
that
song.
You love it. And
all.
I won't judge you for
it. I would be okay never hearing that song
it's
again.
It's cute that you love it, babe.
No,
and it's really cute. You're acting like you hate it. But
no.
We all know you love it.
No, yeah. I genuinely hate it with every fiber of my being.
Oh, it's so
cute.
It's
not a good song.
He literally asked for it to be played in the car on the way here.
No, I just
it
asked
was adorable.
For you to practice what you preach in that instance. Bam! 7 days a week? Who's the panda now?
What made...
We're just not going to acknowledge that I won that one?
Babe, we know you're obsessed with WAP, okay? And,
okay.
Like, we don't need to keep hearing about it.
All right, great. Let's go.
How... What about me made you fall in love?
So I have to give your answer.
What did I say about you?
About why you love me.
Why I fell in love with you.
My...
No. I put how passionate you are about everything.
That's a benefit,
that
not
was
a
big... Well, sometimes it's a detriment, but for the most part, I love that about you. You're so passionate about things. And like when you feel strongly about something, you don't sway on it. I love that.
I think they call that stubborn.
Yeah, but I love that about
pig-headed.
You. Pig-headed. True. Okay, maybe I f***ing hate you, okay? Here we go. Now you're reminding me. No, why did you fall in love with me?
I thought you loved me because I was great at rebounding, like Dennis Rodman.
Oh, my God.
There's another worm joke. Come on.
Can you please tell me why you fell in love with me?
I can't pinpoint something that it is about you. I can tell you when I was like, okay, this is legit. This is real. It was after all that madness went down with my ex, and we're not going to get into it again right now. But the fact that you never wavered, and it was never like, oh, crap, maybe that I should split. It was like, okay, I'm in this. And I was like, man, I think this is as close to like a true ride or die as I've ever known.
Ride or die, baby.
There you go.
And if I don't ride you soon, I'm going to die. Hey!
Cool. We've reached the end of our list of questions. And if you are sitting at home or in your car listening to this, we urge you to ask your partner the same exact questions.
See how well you know each other. And if you don't, that's okay. Just get to know each other more. I'm better.
There you go.
If you didn't get one question right, you should probably break up.
I agree. I feel like if you didn't get any questions right, that's a real problem.
That's a red flag is what we call. That's what we in the biz call a red flag.
What business is that?
The business of love.
Oh, okay. Good, good. You don't actually have to break up, but maybe you should just laugh and chat and you'll get to know somebody better.
I strongly suggest breaking up.
Play this game with a complete stranger. Might be.
Well, then how would you know anything about a complete stranger?
Well, if you get one right, then you should marry them.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail!
I'm not even going to step on you this week. I just found the lack of transition to really be disheartening.
Okay, well, here's the thing. People love my singing voice. People love the mail song. You're learning.
Well, we asked ourselves our own questions that we tracked down, so I suppose it's that time of week where we should jump with both feet into the official Bear With Us mailbox. BearWithUsPod@gmail.com. Send us your questions. We may read them. We may not read them and just ignore them.
No, we're going to read them.
We'll definitely read them.
For sure. We might not read them on
the
air.
To be perfectly honest with you, lots of you are really weird and creepy. And I'm not going to read that stuff on here.
Okay, but for the most part, they've been great questions.
Yeah,
they have been great questions.
Right.
Don't forget to submit your questions because we will most likely answer them unless you're asking questions about like our feet or something. We're not going to talk about that. All right. Question number one, honey. Hello, you two great performers. My name is Harry, and I enjoy listening to you, Leah and Matt, be real here on the Bear With Us pod and watch you two perform on my screen. What would y'all say I can do to stay motivated to finding or getting my first real job or career since graduating from college in communications a year ago, despite COVID-19 and already having been told no quite a few times during 2020? I think that's a great question. When I graduated college, I had a marketing degree. I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to dance. I knew I wanted to perform. Take COVID out of the question. The amount of jobs I applied for and got told no over and over and over again, I was devastated. There were a couple jobs that I got great offers for and, you know, decent money, but I was like, this is not what I want to do. It's not something I'm passionate about. You have to just keep going and you're going to hear a million more no's before you hear a yes. So don't get discouraged. Yes, it sucks, especially right now in the middle of a damn pandemic when everything going on with COVID. But just stay the course and know what it is you want and what you're looking for. And I promise eventually you will get there.
I can't do anything better than that. I didn't even go to college, but I can imagine the frustration. And I think at the end of the day, you just write 2020 off as a whole and realize that nothing in the world has gone according to plan. So,
and it's not just you. You can't take it personally. Yeah. It's everyone.
Call a mulligan on this one. Just don't quit, man.
Question number two, honey. Hello, Matt and Leah. First of all, I love your podcast. How do you keep a stable relationship when your partner doesn't trust you? Regards.
Can I take this one?
Sure.
You can't.
You don't. So see you later, honey. Don't be with someone you can't trust.
If there's no trust, there's no point in being there.
Point blank.
Yeah, I don't think we even need to elaborate any further. If there's no trust, there is no relationship. Period. With a DT.
Period. Question number three, honey. Hey, Leah and Matt, I'm a huge fan of both of you. I have a question about moving on. I have a friend who's one of the nicest guys I've ever met, and I've had feelings for him for a while now. However, he's made it very clear that he only sees me as a friend. But now my feelings are making things kind of weird in our relationship, in our friendship. I have no intention of being in a relationship with someone else, so what's your advice for getting over one person without having to get under another? Okay, okay. You just got to get over it. Stop making it weird. If he's your friend, it is what it is. You know, you said you had feelings for him. He said he didn't. Cool, move on. If you feel like you can still be friends with him, don't make it weird or awkward. You already had the conversation. Period.
There you go. It could be very awkward, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. If he is a good friend to you and you guys hang out and coexist peacefully as is, you may want that other step, but don't force it. And sometimes you're risking like this friendship that you have that may be solid by adding that other element into it. And you may scare him off, but I think for your own sake, you got to be honest and you say you have. And if he's not into it, he's not into it. So just move on.
And who knows what happens in the future? Maybe in the future, he'll realize he does have feelings for you. And then you'll be with the man of your dreams. And you can say, see you later to this guy. Or you guys can keep your friendship. Who knows? You never know what the future holds. But right now, just try to look past the awkwardness and just get your friend back.
Can we please just put it out there in the public psyche, at least amongst the Bear With Us listeners? Life is not a romantic comedy.
No.
Those are fun and those are hits because they're an escape. Very, very rarely do the things that work successfully in romantic comedies work in real life. That's not to say you can't take an idea or a hint or a gift idea or something. You can absolutely sure. use those. But if you're looking for this grand scheme thing where your boyfriend left you for a woman who's more qualified and rich and beautiful and does all the things and treats him the way he wants to be treated, don't sit around and wait thinking like, oh, well, he's going to go to a party and hate her and come running back for me. That doesn't happen.
And also, he's not going to leave you for the beautiful rich chick because most of the time...
Rich chicks aren't that hot.
Yeah, and hot chicks aren't that nice.
There we go.
So you have to find the exception to the rule. So just because something looks great from the outside, it's not real. So you just got to know what you have to offer and f*** everyone else.
Don't f*** everyone else. That's what we're trying to avoid.
Metaphorically speaking.
Oh, okay.
But you guys have the best questions. We appreciate all of the emails coming in at bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Send your questions in so we can answer them. Make sure you're liking, subscribing, commenting, leaving us a review, a star, anything.
Not just one star, though. One star.
No, leave us five.
Indicates that we might suck.
Mm.
You're out of hand.
How about the fact that I made you watch Bring It On last week?
Okay.
You guys, he's never seen Bring It On.
I willingly watched it.
And he was basically rolling his eyes the entire time.
I was bored to death.
How? I don't even understand. As someone who, he loves chick flicks. He does love chick flicks. You're a big fan of Mean Girls.
I like Mean Girls and Clueless.
But you don't like Bring It On.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. What is wrong with you? You just turned into like a weird robot.
Like, what is that? I'm just, my mind is blown. Anywho, I'm going to get off on a tangent here. Guys, we love you. Dennis Rodman, call me.
I'm out of gas. I'll be back next week with slightly less phlegm.
Bear with us.
Goodbye forever.
Dangly, 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 dangly thing.